on Monday, we saw a car bomb detonate just outside a restaurant, which is frequented by Iraqi police and Iraqi army officers, just after the mid-morning rush. It was very quickly followed by a suicide bomber with a vest strapped to himself walking into the crowd and detonating. And a third bomb detonated very nearby within a short time afterwards. In total, 28 to 30 people were killed in that attack.
Yesterday's attack saw yet more evidence of the use of teenage girls recruited as suicide bombers. Very difficult for the security services to stop that.
Very hard indeed, and it does seem to be a concerted tactic to use either young girls or women to wander into crowds, especially in the province called Diyala, which is about 60 kilometres north of Baghdad. We've seen up to 30 women over the last 8 months detonate in a similar fashion, a number of them teenagers. What can the security forces do about this? It's very hard to curtail because women in Iraq, as in most of the Arab world, are given a rite of passage, and it's very much a hands-off approach when dealing with women at checkpoints. So the Iraqi army have tried to take some steps to put more women soldiers or women security officers at checkpoints to deal with women like this. But it would appear that determined efforts are leading to the sort of carnage we've seen over the past day or so.
With this, if you don't mind, sorry about all this. So, Martin, the question is, are there concerns in Iraq at the possibility that the incoming US President Barack Obama will reduce the number of US troops stationed in Iraq?
There very much are concerns, and support for the American occupation is coming from some very unlikely sources at the moment. Even in the Sunni heartland, which is in the centre of the insurgency against the Americans, there is a dramatic call for the American troops to remain, certainly for the next 2 years. The consensus is that a lot of security improvements have been made in Iraq over the last 18 months in particular, with the exception of several provinces, and that troop numbers will need to be maintained in order to secure the gains that have been made. While the Iraqi troops, the Iraqi army, the Iraqi police are getting up to speed, there is still a deal of uncertainty about their competence and their loyalty to a so-called stable Iraq. So there's a great fear that if the Americans left over the next year or so, that Iraq could very quickly slide back towards chaos.